From Airwolf, Magnum PI, and Saint Elsewhere, Native Voices and Days of Our Lives, this is Jean Bruce Scott congratulating you on your excellent taste for choosing this station and podcast.
So here we are, 2014, and it is the Lincoln Food and Gift Fair, and we've decided to actually focus on our very first interviewee of the evening, and that, of course, is the fabulous...
Moll Amour. Hello.
Fantastic. Now, Amelia Chambers was very keen to actually say there's going to be some magical musical things happening with respect to the whole thing. As we came in today, we already heard some of that material. What are you expecting from your own point of view at this Lincoln Food and Drink Fair?
A lot of fun, singing a lot of Christmas songs, and cheer, and some free wine.
Well, there you go. Exactly. This is called the Food and Gift Fair. And we've got two relative newbies to our outside broadcast set up here. It's the first ever outside broadcast for both Jessica and Emma. Jessica, questions or thoughts from yourself?
What kind of songs are you expecting to sing?
I'm singing 30s and 40s jazz with some Christmas, well-known Christmas songs like Winter Wonderland and anything that can put a smile on your face or make you feel sentimental. So I hope you'll be singing along.
Quite right. Emma?
Do you think this is a good thing for the local community as well?
I definitely think it's a good thing for the community. I think that this events hall in particular, I've been to several events here and I end up seeing people, you know, familiar faces from all over the region. I think it's fantastic.
Quick name check for your colleague who's obviously on guitar at present here. I think we always need to work through this. We actually just sort of mentioned your backing, supporting musical partner here.
This is Paul Goff, also known as Dad.
Well, there we are. I'll just have a quick word with Dan, if that's okay. Just pop up here. Paul, good to see you. You're
Hello,
looking
there.
All set and ready to do some radio, some musical magic here.
Yeah, well, I hope so, yes. I hope it comes out magical anyway.
It will. Now, I mean, you've got a wonderful shot. In fact, I seem to recall last year there was something completely different in this part of the system. So it's a lovely sort of setup. Working with your daughter, it's a whole routine. You must be very proud.
I'm very, very proud indeed, yes. It didn't start until about 4 years ago, I think. I mean, I've always known that she's had an absolutely beautiful voice. But we just decided to get together and put a few songs. We've been doing weddings and private parties and events such as this. And it's going really well. Thank you very much indeed.
Stuff. Well, thanks. I'm sure we'll catch you later, obviously, as the thing sort of works through. I just popped down again to speak to, obviously, Ace Singer, etc. How can people get in touch with you? Do you have a Facebook site? Is there a way in which people can sort of find out more about the magic you produce?
Yes, my Facebook page is Moll Amour. I've got some songs on my YouTube page, which is also Moll Amour. And if you'd like to book me, you can email me at mollysingsjazz@gmail.com.
So it's Moll Amour, as in A-M-O-R?
Yes, love. A-M-O-U-R, as in French for love.
As in l'amour.
Yes.
Well, there we are. Fantastic stuff. I know it's going to be a wonderful sort of event from that sort of point of view. We'll let you get back to the sound checks and all
Thank
the rest of bits
much.
And pieces.
Cheers. Have
there.
A marvellous evening. Thank you.
Hey, we are the Christmas. We'll be green and bright. The sun will shine by day and all the stars.
And with the music of Moll Amour in the background, it's a formal welcome to, obviously, Jessica and Emma to the your first ever report. So your initial thoughts as we step through the threshold today, Emma?
I'm really excited by this. I think it's a great event and I love the decorations around. It's all very sparkly and Christmassy. So yeah, I'm really excited.
Just setting the scene as we look through the hall here, obviously we see a whole wealth of activities and things we're speaking to. Interestingly, they've actually sort of got some brand new Vauxhalls there, which we should really sort of appropriate for some of our location reports. But your thoughts, Jessica?
Oh, I think this is fabulous. It's very glamorous. There's wine everywhere. The cards are very nice, actually. It's having a look. Sneaky peek. Leather and everything. Very posh.
Right, you're listening to the Midweek Drive on location in association with Southside Broadcasting and Farmanor Nutritional Supplements Limited. Of course, working with Siren FM. We're getting a lovely sort of public announcement system as well. We're now going to actually start our little audio promenade and, of course, follow through from that, basically. She has arrived. Yes, she who is, of course, our ace marketing officer extraordinaire, the legend that is Amelia Chambers. Amelia, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Very good indeed. You always manage to actually just look even more stunning at this particular time of year, Amelia. It's very good indeed. Very impressive.
Oh, you're such a smooth talker.
It's very true. We've just had a wonderful chat with Moll Amour. Obviously, that's great stuff from this. This is a fantastic thing that you've set up here. But just describe sort of some of the highlights we're going to see this evening.
Well, it's a preview evening, so all 150 stands are open. We've got Molly and Moore playing jazz at the moment. There's cheese and wine for people. They'll just have a wander around to just speak to all of the local suppliers and just have a lovely evening.
Emma.
Yeah, I think this is a great event and I'm really excited to see more about it, really. There seems to be a lot of stalls here, so I'm really intrigued to see what everything's about.
Jess?
Are there any different stores that you haven't had, like in the previous years, have opened? What kind?
Yes, we've got about 20 more stalls than last year. So we've got a different array. We've got more people selling clothing accessories. We've got more local producers as well in both halls. So it's basically just more fantastic produce from Lincolnshire.
As you said before, Amelia, you work so closely with the rest of the team here, obviously Sally and Chloe, and of course Jane Southall. Will they be making appearances as well this evening?
Jane's just snuck in behind you, actually, Alex, so maybe you'll catch
her. She has indeed.
Yes, we're all here on force. We're all just getting making ourselves look very glamorous in the toilets.
That's show business, Amelia. That's show business.
It is indeed.
Sally Mundy has arrived. Yes, she's back. I remembered her name as well. That's probably because she's got a badge on, which is actually Sally Mundy saying Sally Mundy.
It always helps.
Yeah,
as I told you, Alex, I'll answer to most things. So
now. Already the sort of vibe is very positive, and we've just stepped through the door. This is press night. I mean, you must be very proud of how this whole thing is developing.
Yeah, it's brilliant. The whole event has a real feel-good factor. The atmosphere is incredible. To see both halls brimming with Christmas treats is absolutely amazing, and it's all down to the work of a great team, really.
Sure. A few years ago, I think people were a little bit sceptical about whether Lincoln could actually sustain, obviously, a food and gift fair, and then obviously the Christmas market coming on this week. I've said this before, and I think genuinely this is actually where Christmas begins. I mean, the Christmas market is good, it's important, it's busy, but at the same time, this is where you've really got a sort of a little bit of additional class on the whole system.
Thank you. We're very proud of it, and it's grown in reputation year on year. You know, it is a completely indoor event, which I think gives the whole thing a completely different feel, really. And whereas the Christmas market attracts people from all over the country, which is fantastic, I think this has more of a local feel about it. Very much for the people of Lincolnshire, celebrating all that's great and good about food and craft and everything else in Lincolnshire.
Absolutely. Jessica.
What are you looking forward to the most about the show?
Actually, the doors opening in about 5 minutes' time for our members' evening, because I know we can do no more, and we just, you know, we want the public to come in, enjoy, and hope that all our exhibitors have a great weekend.
And just looking at the surroundings now and how everything's decorated and so many stalls, do you think this is better than previous years?
It's definitely bigger than previous years. We've opened the building that we're in at the moment. We only used about 2/3 of this building last year. So we bit the bullet and expanded to open the whole thing this year, which is a bit of a gamble. But we're full. We have no trade space left. So, yeah, we're trying to grow year on year.
People listening to this podcast, probably because it'll be going up on day one of the fair officially on the Saturday, might sort of be umming and aahing. I mean, I think I would definitely recommend you, if you're in the Lincolnshire area, get over to the Lincoln Event Centre and actually see the magic you've got here. Particularly impressed with the cars. We were wondering actually whether I could actually do a swap for my Rover 25 and maybe pick up one of those cars. I mean, it's a possible deal we might consider.
Yeah, I think they'd be interested in that. I don't think there'd be a problem at all. And, I can introduce you, not a problem.
You see, there we are. That's a Sally Mundy approach on the whole thing. Fantastic. Once again, fantastic sort of setup. What are you most looking forward to, Sally? I mean, obviously the door's coming forward and all the rest of the bits and pieces, but is it a case of when we get to the end of Sunday, you sort of just lie down and think, right, on to the Lincolnshire show?
It is a bit of a case of that, but actually it's a bit of an anticlimax at the end, you know, because it's such a good event to organise and be a part of that you actually have a bit of a, oh no, it's all over feeling. But believe you me, Monday morning it will be Lincolnshire show, here we come.
Now, I was obviously having a look at the fabulous vehicles that we see as we just enter the whole system. And I've sort of obviously mischievously actually suggested maybe I could do a swap with my Rover 25, but maybe not. But we're now delighted to speak to a true soul who's a fantastic individual, and your name is?
Richard Walsh.
Richard, talk to us about this whole sort of sequence you've got here.
Well, yes, we've constantly, you know, the past 5 years done Lincolnshire Show and so on, and we've got dealerships in Alford, Louth and Boston. So with us doing Lincolnshire Show, we've got a very close relationship with Sally. So she mentioned the food and gift fair, and we thought, what an ideal opportunity for people to see our cars. So this is our first year, but we're looking forward to it sort of very much, seeing a lot of our customers are coming here, so we're showing a Nissan and a Vauxhall.
Which is fantastic stuff. And, of course, you've got a fabulous hamper that you can actually win.
That's right, yes.
With Thirlby Motors, of course.
Yes, it's £500 worth of a big hamper, and it's we're just collecting database material from people. So it's a bit of a draw, a bit of fun for people. And we've got an extra mailing list of customers from Lincoln.
Well, Emma's in the process of doing her driving lessons, so possibly this could be a way, if she enters the competition, conceivably of actually getting the car sorted as well, Emma.
Yeah, I mean, I like that white one over there. Me and Jess were just saying it looks kind of like a panda, so it's quite cute, more of a girly car. I think you could hook me up with that one, yeah?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. That's the new Adam Rock. That's very much for you. Yeah, very much.
I'm loving the leather-bound
seats. Yes. Yeah, excellent. And it's got a little nice sunroof and everything. So it's ideal this around the Lincolnshire roads.
You see, this is obviously, David, you know what's coming home next. We're going to have the photo shoot, you know, for our Facebook page. You know, we're going to have to put the girls into the car and sort our way through.
Yeah, definitely. Yes, we'll do that. That's lovely, Alice. Yeah.
But Thirlby, obviously, sort of, it's got a fantastic reputation throughout Lincolnshire in terms of being a good sort of brand. And as you said yourself, it's interesting that you're here as opposed to the Lincolnshire Show. We were talking, obviously, with Amelia and Sally. And this is very much becoming an essential part of the season as well when it comes to, obviously, brand exposure and various other factors.
It is. I think now with the advent of the internet and everything, you're having to go to the customers rather than customers come to you. So that's, you know, it's very important that we sort of show our wares and show who we are. You know, we're a family-driven business, you know. And, you know, we're very competitive with all the PLCs and so, but we offer a good service.
And I think you've actually sort of put your nail on the head there. It's that kind of bespoke service, that quality of service, which clearly obviously marks you out as worthwhile purveyors of vehicles.
Exactly, Alice, yeah. And it's what Lincolnshire people like. They're after a good service.
So the web address, so people who are listening to this maybe in different countries or in different parts of the country and they're listening online to sirenonline.co.uk or southsidebroadcasting.podbean.com, how can people get in touch with Thirlby Motors?
Ours is an easy one. It's just www.thirlby.com.
And finally, a few name checks for your colleagues who are working very busily here, stacking the hamper in all sorts of other areas.
Yeah, well, this is Jack Straw. They supply the hampers to us and they've got a stand here at the show. So
fantastic. So a genuine pleasure. I think we'll set up that photo shoot now, if that's okay.
Okay, that's fine, yeah.
There are certain legends when it comes to agricultural shows and show societies up and down the length of Great Britain. I mean, there are people who will actually talk about, obviously, Adrian Johnston at the Nottinghamshire County Show and the Newark and Notts. There are people who actually might speak about Nigel Pulling at the Great Yorkshire Society and the Yorkshire Agricultural Society. But fundamentally, we know, our listeners know, and it's generally outstandingly recognised that, in fact, there is only one, Jane Southall. Jane, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Very good indeed. Director of the Lincolnshire Agricultural Society, Chief Executive Officer, Numero Omano.
Chief Executive Officer, yes.
There we are, you see. Fantastic stuff. And, I mean, I thought last year you'd outdone yourself in terms of quality stuff, but you've done it again.
We have, yeah. We just keep building and building and building on it, really. And we've got a great event this weekend.
Very much so. And so this press evening, I can tell he's becoming even more popular from that point of view, which is fantastic. Jessica's from New Zealand originally, level one student, doing fantastic stuff. One of the new midweek drivettes, of course, Jane. You know,
right, yes.
By the way, Katie Grimerson sends her best. She's very sad she couldn't be here. But Jessica, thoughts for yourself?
I think this is amazing. What are your expectations of this year's show?
Expectations? Well, we had over 7,000 people over 2 days last year, so it'd be great if we could increase that. I think it's just also there's lots of gifts for Christmas, puts people in the Christmas mood, but there's lots of local produce as well, so it's promoting local produce. You've got Uncle Henry's, who won the sausage, Lincolnshire sausage, if you saw the one show this week, so there's lots to do and lots to see.
Emma?
Yeah, I think this is a fantastic event, and I'm amazed not only at the amount of stalls, but the decorations here I think are fantastic. How long did it take to set all of this up?
Well, actually, to set the insides, it's probably just been a couple of days, but Sally Mundy, who sort of organises all the trade stands, etc., she's been working on it for a couple of months, getting all the bookings, etc. So.
And, of course, the other thing this year is that you've actually expanded in terms of space and areas that you've been using. I mean, we've been here now, we've been covering the whole thing, we haven't even moved from the opening area just because there's been so much happening. So, I mean, there's heaps of stuff to look at.
Are you sure that's not just because you buy the wine table, Alex?
Now, one doesn't drink and drive, Jane. You should know that. And besides, we've got our eyes on the vehicles.
We have expanded. We've got more stands because we've always got a waiting list for people who want to come to the event. So we're just trying to increase it. But at the same time, it's an indoor event, so it's great whatever the weather, really.
And we were speaking to Richard earlier about the thing. This is the first time that, obviously, Thirlby have actually exhibited at the Food and Gift Fair. That must be a sort of another step forward whereby people actually realise they don't have to wait, you know, 365 days until the Lincolnshire show comes around in the summer. They can actually sort of come along and do some exhibitions in the Christmas period as well.
They can do, yeah. There's lots of opportunities to do to them, not just the Lincolnshire show, yeah.
Emma.
Yeah, I think this is a great thing for the local community as well. So the fact that it's bringing everyone together and now people are starting to come in and it's a great atmosphere.
And that's just the press as well. It's unbelievable.
I know. It's fantastic.
Invited guests, of course, that's the key thing. Jane's been fabulous as ever. It's been far too long since you've been in the studio. When are you joining us again on the Midweek Drive?
Yes, I will. I'll join you.
Just January?
An invite, yes, definitely.
Okay, we'll get that sorted. Okay,
thank you.
Jane, take care. Speak soon. Thank you.